This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
You're listening to Betting Weekly Bullseye on the BetRivers Network.
Hello and welcome to Betting Weekly, the Bullseye, the darts betting podcast brought to you in association with BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. I'm Nigel Seeley, and it's the Darts World Championship. And I'm delighted to say joining us is the main man, darts statistician Carl Fletcher, the man who's been in insane form over the last couple of years on here on the BetRivers Betcast and on his own website as well. Carl, how you doing, mate? The darts have started, we're 9 days in now, and how's it all going?
I'm good, thank you, Nigel. We're sort of through the first two rounds down to the last 32. So we're at the business end now. Got the international qualifiers through the first round, and yeah, it's been a quieter start. Not the greatest standard in the first round. I only saw the first big 170 checkout last night. So yeah, it's been a bit of a slow start in terms of comparisons to previous years. But yeah, I think, because we've got 29 out of 32 seeds left, we're sort of looking the high standard now. So I think the only way is up now from now on.
Yeah, I mean, I've been over the World Cup. I've come back from the World Cup, and I was doing some bets over in the World Cup, and a friend of mine said to me, the temperatures are like -5 or -6 in the UK, which we all know, which in America is warm at the moment. It's -30 in some parts of America, but he said that the players were blowing on their hands to keep their hands warm. And we made a lot of money on our trip from betting on the under 180s. It was a really, really good trend to have at the beginning. But since we came back, I started doing the same thing, and I've absolutely done all of my, given all my money back. It is interesting, those tournaments. You know, you say that though. I think it's the lowest amount of underdogs that have won a world championship. So, you know, like say 20, is it 28 or 29 seeds into the last 32? Which is unusual, really. So it's been a tournament for favourite bettors so far, hasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, the last round, when the seeds came in, 29 seeds have gone through, just the three gone on. But one of those was Josh Rock, who's unseeded, who came through. So 30 out of 32 favourites actually made it through to the next round. So yeah, it's surprising. Normally you see a couple of shocks, you're seeing sort of certain players' routes really open up, but you haven't got that this year. You've got sort of 30 expected players in the last 32. So you know what you got coming in the next few rounds. So you think it would be straightforward, but it actually makes the matches really close to call from now on.
And it's a 30 out of 32 favourites winning the first round of the World Darts Championship. Very, very dominant stats. So that's the sort of the opening rounds looked at, and the tournament coming through all these big favourites. How's it been going for you at the moment? How's your picks been going?
Well, the futures are obviously all still going. I'm still quite pleased with ours. I think all of them have still got chances. We've got Van Derwin outright. He's got the second highest average so far, the highest in the second round. We've got a Van Derwin v Smith final. That's still one of them favourites for that. We've got Van Derwin to it, 170 checkout, which obviously if he gets through the next three or four rounds, he's got every chance of doing that. And we've got Josh Rock to win quarter three. Josh Rock's already come through two matches. He hasn't had to do a great deal. He's not been pushed as much as he probably expected in the last round, but it'll get tougher for him from here on in. But he's confident, and I think his tournament price has come down 3 or 4 points in that. So yeah, all the futures are looking okay. Obviously, first round bets, they were a bit difficult. We had a one day in particular where we had a couple of losers, but we've had two winners out of the six. Two of those were odds against, so it sort of negated some of the other losses. And we had a bit unlucky, really. Raymond Smith was one of the best bets, but he just ran into Karol Sedlacek, who was arguably one of the best performers in the opening round. These things happen at this standard. You just don't know who they're going to turn up. He didn't play bad, actually. He averaged in the 90s. So, yeah, it weren't a case of Raymond Smith being terrible. It was a case of how good Karol Sedlacek was. The other best bet came in, which was Mike Dedeker, over 5.5 180s in the first round. So the two of the best bets we did, one won, one lost, but it was odds against. So if you back those two, you'd be in a profit. We had Scott Williams win, odds against Ryan Joyce. Steve Beaton just never turned up. He was very poor. Zonneveld never turned up. He was very poor. And Josh Rock, we had to win 3-0 in his opener. He won 3-1. But it wasn't a case of being unfortunate. He didn't play in that second set. And yeah, so I think first round, not the greatest, but at least there were two odds against. So we recovered some of the mishaps with the other ones, really.
You know what you got to take from the tournament and the moral of the story, Carl? Never oppose a carol at Christmas. That's what you got to do. So never oppose a carol trilogy. Never. The Christmas carol is always very, very, very popular. Let's have a look at the outright market now with BetRivers. And it's no surprise, Michael Van Gerwen, as you said, he's got the second tournament highest average. He's a proven winner on the big stage. Last year, he had to pull out because of COVID. So unfortunate. And he looks like a man on a mission. He's plus 225 at BetRivers. And Michael Smith, plus 550, the guy that you think could actually match Michael Van Gerwen and go all the way to the final. Going price is also that price, plus 550. Peter Wright is plus $10. He's got a very tricky match up against Raymond Van Barneveld in the next race. Oh, sorry, no, that's going price. Sorry. Peter Wright is 10. Josh Rock is 10 now as well. Full scene, we have prices again. Plus 22, Clayton. Van der Berg, plus 25. And Dirk Van Dijvenberg at 25 as well. So it's a very, very, very open looking World Darts Championship. I couldn't read my writing then. I couldn't think who it was. The full team, the one is Luke Humphries. I couldn't read my writing there. But it's a very, very open World Championship, isn't it? I mean, we've seen World Darts Championships before where Michael Van Gerwen starts at minus 120. And any one of those nine players can win this tournament, can't they? And even further down, there's players who can win this tournament. It's very, very different this year.
Yeah, I think that's the biggest difference recently to previous years. As you say, you had Van Gerwen, who was a red hot favourite every year almost. Prior to that was Phil Taylor, red hot favourite. And when it's Taylor, obviously, he scooped up almost everyone he entered there. But Van Gerwen hasn't quite been as strong in these. You'd expect him to have won more world title than he has at this stage. But yeah, he's in red hot form, and you'd expect Van Gerwen rightly to be favourite still, and he's got a nice draw in the next round. But any one of those you've mentioned there, it wouldn't be a surprise if any of them went on to win it, and it is wide open. There's a couple you're not mentioning there. Danny Noppart's got a nice draw. Ross Smith's banging in the 180s. So there's players, literally, you can probably talk 16 of them in with a chance of winning it, really.
Yeah, Gary Anderson, 45-1. Joe Cullen, 40-1. Done well in the Premier League. Huge, Raymond Van Barneveld, 41. He's proven he's won it as well. Yeah, even like Jose de Souza, another Premier League winner, at 100-1. Very, 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 very wide open event, and very, very interesting to see who develops over the Christmas and New Year period. Let's have a look at the matches. Like you said, we've reached the third. Now, before we go on to the matches, if you were looking now on the outright market, you know, you said you like Michael Van Gerwen. Do you think Michael Van Gerwen is a better plus 225, or do you think there's probably some other value elsewhere? Remember, BetRivers are half the odds 1-2 here. So if you bet someone to reach the final, you get half the odds. For example, if you take Peter Wright, he's 10-1 to win it. You get 5-1 on Peter Wright to make the final.
Now, I think Van Gerwen still is an all right bet. Plus 225. I think he was plus 250 at the start, so he's not really coming. He has got a nice draw next round against Mensur Sulevic, and some of the others haven't got a nice draw, so you could be sitting pretty if some of the others get knocked out in the next round, especially if it opens up for the right person. I suppose at the odds, I quite like Michael Smith to finish runner-up. I think he's plus 900 on the betting market with BetRivers. And the reason I like that is he's plus 550 to actually win it outright, but he's plus 900 to actually finish runner-up. Every chance he could end up playing Van Gerwen in the final. And as I say, I fancy Van Gerwen. So I think that's quite nice odds, plus 900 on Smith to finish runner-up.
I think the other thing you'd remember with Michael Smith is his record in tournament finals. I mean, it doesn't matter who he plays. You'll be able to tell me better than that. But major TV finals, how many has he been in now, Michael Smith?
I think he's been in nine. He did win the last one, Grand Slam. Yeah. He got his monkey off his back on that one. But he lost eight previous TV finals. The draw would you'd think he's going to make it to play Van Gerwen in the final, looking at the current odds. And if that was the case, he'd be underdog in the final. And Van Gerwen, he's 10 titles already this year. So if that happened, plus 900 would look really, really good coming into the final then. And even if he did make it to the final against somebody else, there's not saying that other person's not going to beat him either.
Yeah, I would oppose him against anyone in the final. I know he won the Grand Slam, as you said, but there is a serious question mark, in my opinion, about Michael Smith in the World Championship finals we've seen previously. And I know he's playing so much better now and he's a different player, but when that final double has to go to be world champion. There's a lot of players I'd rather bet on this field than Michael Smith to hit that double for me. So I like that play, 9-1. Let's have a look at the matches then. We move on to the matches. It's the third round. They come back on the 27th of December. So is it the 27th? So they come back on the 27th of December. So we've got a few days off, and there's lots of time to watch this and go to the Bet Rivers website and look at the odds and see what's happening. But the one thing I've noticed again on this darts tournament is that I've never seen a better lineup for around 32 matches. I mean, every one of these matches, you could make a case with being a World Championship semi-final. Gerwin Price with Raymond van Beideveld. You've got Aspinall against Rock, which is going to be an incredibly good game. Vandenberg against Wojtyski. Some really, really... Chris Adobe Anderson, another really, really good good match. So let's have a look at the games that you have highlighted and the ones that you think offer us the best value. So we'll start off with... let's start off with that game between Gary Anderson and Chris Dobie, which is on the 28th at 10:15 a.m. Eastern time. What do you like here?
Yeah, I like Gary Anderson. A few question marks about him coming into the event. He doesn't play as much as many of the other big players now, but he always seems to save his best for the World Championships. He's got a fantastic record. Even the last 2 years, he wasn't fancy, but he's made the final, finished runner-up and semi-final. So yeah, he always turns it on. I thought Chris Darby won comfortable yesterday, but Clearmacher gave him too many chances, missed doubles. Anderson was pushed all the way by Rasmer in his opening game, and he came through that and he looked really good. So I quite like Anderson. And in fact, he'd probably be my best bet of the next round at the odds. I just think he saves his best for the World Championships. And they met a few years ago in absolute classic, and Anderson came through that one. And I think Anderson is a decent bet in this one.
I bet Dobie that game, and still can't believe I never won. There was an unbelievable amount of 180s, I remember. Dobie hitting an unbelievable total of 180s in that game. And he is a 180 machine, isn't he, Chris Dobie, if he starts going?
Yeah, he's a big scorer. Darby's a good player. That's why the odds are so close, really, at the way they look at the moment. But I think Anderson should be shorter than he actually is for the match, given the odds we're looking at the minute. And yeah, I would take Anderson to come out on top. But that match was a classic, as you rightly say. Darby hits 180s for fun. And it could be the same again, because Anderson looked really good the other night as well.
Yeah, the line on the 180s is 14.5 over and under minus 115, over minus 117. And Chris Dobie to have more 180s than Gary Anderson is minus 150. And remember, that game is on Wednesday at 10:15 a.m. Eastern time. Let's move to a game on Tuesday, which you like. And that is at 4:45 p.m. Eastern time. The last game on Tuesday night on the return. Peter Wright, a defending world champion, up against Kim Huybrechts. Peter Wright is a very heavy favorite, minus $4. Kim Huybrechts was a player when the PDC started in the early form, was getting to semi-finals regularly, finals regularly. Got off the boil a little bit. But you give him a chance in this game.
Yeah, I mean, both these actually came through the matches where their opponents averaged the lowest in the second round. So that neither one of them were pushed. They both won really easily. So you can't read too much into that. But Peter Wright, his wife's been ill. Obviously, she's over that, thankfully, now. And it just depends how he's come on after that match. He looked okay. He wasn't pushed at all by Mickey Mansell. And Kim Huybrechts really gave Gerwin Price a close run last year in the event. So I think Kim Huybrechts isn't the player he was probably 5 or 6 years ago, but he has been a bit of a resurgent player this year. So I think on the handicap, I like 2.5 sets start for Kim Huybrechts. And I think he's got enough to get to at least two sets, which he needs to nail the handicap bet here. And although Peter Wright might still come out on top, I quite like that bet for Kim Huybrechts to win on the handicap.
They're good friends as well, aren't they? Kim Huybrechts. Yeah. It's Vandenberg and Peter Wright are friends.
Dimitri Vandenberg.
I knew he was friends with the Belgian player. I couldn't remember which one it was. So Kim Huybrechts is plus 2.5 on the handicap there on the game. What is it? It's the first of four, isn't it?
First of four from now on. So we've gone from best of five to best of seven for the next two rounds. And that should make it a bit more interesting. It's always tricky betting on best of five sets because it can be over quite quickly, whereas this gives you a chance, even if you lose a set now, to get back into the game. I think going back to your point about the Darby Anderson match on the 180 count, if it goes the full seven sets, you'd expect the over mark to be comfortably. But obviously, you've always got the danger. It could end 4-0 and just 12 or 13 legs played. So it's I think that's worth keeping an eye on. Try and pick out the matches that are going to go a long way if you're going on the over market.
And the overs were coming in regularity in round two. The round one, like I said, big unders for the 180s, and round two overs. And I think a lot of these games here, if you look at them, they're all going to be quite tight. You know, the nature of the betting on is going to be quite tight. So for that bet, Highbricks against Peter Wright, you can bet, you're betting Highbricks plus 2.5 sets at minus 139. Which means the only way you can lose this bet is if Peter Wright wins 4-0 or 4-1. So a 4-2, 4-3 win for Peter Wright, or any him Highbricks win means your cash. Two of the games that are going to be tight. If you look at the game, the betting of all the games, I think the next game is probably one of the closest ones to call. Dirk van Dijvenbord, minus 162, the Dutch powerhouse, against Ross Smith. Now, I watched the game yesterday with Ross Smith, and I was really, really impressed. I mean, he's always had the talent. He's now won European Masters, so he's won a ranking event now, and he is playing with so much confidence. And he was so relaxed yesterday, so relaxed, whereas these are polar opposites in two darts players. One is so relaxed, one is absolute walking maniac on the stage, jumping around and pumping everybody up. So this is a real difference in styles. I was quite interested in, I thought Ross Smith here at plus 130 looked a decent bet, because his game is unflappable. He's going to be steady. He's going to be steady. He's going to be steady. Where Dijvenbord could hit a 9 darter and hit a 36 darter. He's too erratic. Dijvenbord is minus 162. Ross Smith is plus 130. I quite like the Ross Smith here at plus 130. But the market you like, which I'm staggered by it because it's so high, but it's very hard to oppose it. But you like the over 180s here at 19.5. Now, if you look at all the third round matches with Bet Rivers, the next highest 180 is 16.5, which is Michael Smith against Martin Schindler. The average 180s on the betting are around about 12.5. This is 7.5 180s higher than any other game. And you think it's not low enough. Carl, I have to agree with you, but you're the man with the stats. Tell us why this is the bet.
Yeah, well, these two are literally the biggest two 180s in darts at the moment. I think other than Michael Smith, you would put these two, the top two. I mean, the last 100 legs they've played, Dirk van Dijvenbord is at 42, Ross Smith's at 51, 180. So if you add those together, 93 between them in their last 100 legs between them. So that's why it's so high. And also in the second round matches they've played, Dirk hit 12, Ross Smith hit 10 already. So they're both already the top two 180s in the tournament. So yeah, that's why it's so high. And last year they met at this stage, it was 4-3 to Dirk. Ross actually led 3-0 in that one. And it could go all the way again, seven sets. I think that this time is Ross Smith is hitting 180s at a lot higher rate than he was last year. So last year, Dirk hit 10 in that match and Ross hit 2, whereas you'd expect them both to be hitting the same number almost now. So, yeah, I think the over 19.5 mark is still achievable, especially if it does go that full seven sets.
How many 180s were there last year?
I can't recall off the top of my head. The record's 880 since we've got the new format. At the minute, we're on 428. I would imagine that record's going to be beat because, as you say, a lot of these matches are going to be close. So the longer they are, the more legs they'll play. And I think we're on for a record this year. I would, based on the players we've got left in, I think we're going to see a record.
Record number of 180s and 19.5. I don't think I've ever seen a quote. I think I've seen some finals at 19.5, you know, that to get in a first of four, 19.5. But like you say, they hit 93 180s in 100 legs. That's you know, just one a leg. So how many legs would this match be in for? You're looking at, you expect it to be, I don't know, how many legs would it be?
Well, it could be up to 41, I believe. Is it 41? So you're probably looking at 30, 35 legs if it went 4-3.
Yeah. So you're looking at potentially a very easy over if it goes as expected, as close as it will be on the back of the statistics. But an unbelievable amount of 180s.
The record there at this stage is, the record in a seven set match is 28. That was Joe Cullen v Van Gerwen a few years ago, and you'd expect that would be, if he went all the way, that could be troubled as well.
Wow, 28 180s, that's incredible. Okay, so there are the best bets from Carl, and let's just have a recap of them. We're going to go on Wednesday. A former world champion Gary Anderson to beat Chris Dobie. I've been told by people I look like Chris Dobie. I can't see it myself, but But I think more Michael Van Gerwen than Chris Thurby. But there's a few people who've said I don't like Chris Thurby. Anyway, Gary Anderson is -180. Everyone's Googling Chris Thurby now to see what he looks like. And saying he doesn't look anything like you, Nigel. I agree. Kim Huybricks on Tuesday, that game at 4:45 p.m. plus 2.5 sets against world champion Peter Wright is -139. Carl likes that. And that game there, probably the biggest game, the most anticipated game of the third round. Smith against Van Dijvenbord, 7:45 a.m. on Thursday. We're going to go for over 90.5, 180 to get up nice and early. Have that before you go to work, and hopefully we'll cash. They're the three bets you like on the matches. You've also got a future, Michael Smith at +$9. To make the final. His record in major finals, got to 9, lost 8. So if he gets to the final, you know, it's not gonna, it doesn't matter who he's going to play. It looks as though it could be another Michael Smith disaster in a final, which we've seen so many often in so many other times. You've got two other bets that haven't made your official bet. And it's worth saying that your best bet on that is Gary Anderson at -118 to beat Chris Thurby. Okay, you've got two other bets that you quite like, but they haven't made the final three. Just give us the two bets you quite like to look off.
Yeah, you've already mentioned Ross Smith to beat Dirk van Dijvenbode. I think at the odds, I would favour Ross Smith, the recent European champion. And both these are after a Premier League place. They're both in the mix. And I think whoever wins this could go a long way to actually gain that spot. But the way Ross Smith is playing, I thought that he played really well yesterday. He looked outstanding, looked relaxed. Dirk came through a bit of a tough match against Sedlacek, and it was only his late rally that sort of saved him. I would prefer Smith at the odds, although it could go either way. Yeah, I'm agreeing with you, Nigel. I think Smith is the pick at the odds.
Yeah, +130. I would expect that line to contract. I think there'd be money for him in this match. I just don't see how. I generally think it's not far off a pick a match, 50-50 match. I think +130 is a big price. You've gone for another outsider. I said that Smith was the Smith game against Van Dijvenbode was the best game on the card on the third round, but I forgot the big game between Aspinall and Rock, which is a fascinating one. If you're not too familiar with darts, Josh Rock is a young Northern Irish kid who's come through and he's absolutely taken the darts world by storm. Coming into this tournament, he's up against a proven performer in Nathan Aspinall, a major winner, a TV winner, someone who's been around, got to major semi-finals and finals, and now he's got a real test against this young kid. And the market likes Josh Rock. Now, there's a lot of times in betting, isn't there, Carl, where we get a little bit carried away about someone and think, you know, he's going to be the next great thing. And the line becomes a little bit skewed. And I think Josh Rock here at -155 is very, very, very low. A kid's done so well, but never played in the big stage like this, in the last 16 game against last 32 game against a proven player like Aspinall, and Aspinall is +125. What do you think of this?
Yeah, I think you're right. I think the sort of furore around Josh Rock at the minute is making the price a bit lower than it should be. I like Aspinall in this one. We've got Josh Rock in the future to win quarter three, and I wouldn't put anybody off that still. I think that's still within the realm. But I think at the odds, I think it's more the fact that Aspinall's been twice a semi-finalist here. He reached the World Grand Prix final, reached the Grand Slam final recently. So you just know he's been there and done it. And I think at the odds, I wouldn't be backing Josh Rock. I'd be backing Nathan Aspinall. As I say, we have got Josh Rock to win quarter three. So it's a bit of one of those, who do you want to win, Josh Rock, because we've got him in the futures, or do you back Aspinall because you think that's good at the odds? But yeah, I think Aspinall at the odds. That's why he's not one of my bets, because he's not one of those that he's strongly fancy. But at the odds, he would be my play in this one on the match betting.
Yeah, so there you have it. I'm going to give you a couple of bets that I quite like. I'm going to go for in the game between Ryan Searle and Jose de Souza. I think Jose de Souza is a little bit too big at +110. Another underdog. I think both of them had pretty poor seasons. De Souza obviously is the more proven player with his win in the Premier League. And I think on the big stage, if he gets them 180s going, which he hasn't been as prolific as he has been over the last few years, I think de Souza at +110 offers a little bit of value. Again, I would make Souza a marginal favourite rather than the underdog here, on my opinion. So I like de Souza here. And the other bet I like is that I expect Rob Cross to win very, very easily against Mervyn King. Mervyn King's been around for a long, long, long time. Just always get to the last 32 quarterfinal, last 16, never has that game to go a little bit further. And I think Rob Cross this season, well, what I've seen this tournament, looks a very different player than what I've seen since he won the World Championship. He scored a lot of 180s, not usually prolific with 180s, but he's scoring a lot of 180s here. And I think he's going to be, he's always been a good finisher, but he's never had that scoring power. He looks much better now in the scoring power. And I think he'll beat Mervyn King, or I think has one gear, Mervyn King, and he stays in that one gear and, you know, hopes for other people to have off days. I like Rob Cross -2.5 at +108. So there, my pick. What do you think of them?
Yeah, I agree. I think that the odds, I was tempted to put Jaoszy D'Souza in that mix of Aspinall and Ross Smith that we just mentioned. Jaoszy D'Souza would be one of those I'd mention in the same bracket. Although I would make Roy Unsell a slight favourite, but I think Jaoszy at the odds, he's backable. Yeah, and I agree that I think Rob Cross is one of the best bets, or one of the bigger certainties to come through the next round. I know we touched base before we came on and discussed this, and I picked out Rob Cross and Luke Humphries as probably the two of the shorter price winners of the next round, and Gerwyn Price for a potential small parlay. But yeah, Rob Cross, I agree, is one of the bets that I think is more likely to come through quite convincingly in the next round as well. So
I think he looks big at 25-1 to win the whole thing. World champion, knows how to win on the stage, real confident player. When he's confident, hard to beat, and he looks extremely confident. He's got that scoring power on him as well. Okay, Sean Carr. I said to you earlier, I do so many tennis podcasts. I refer to Sean, and introduce it as the tennis podcast. Carr, it's been a great privilege again to speak to you on the darts. I wish you all the best. Let's have a recap of your bets. We're going to go for Gary Anderson -118 to beat Dobie. Kim Huybrechts +2.5 at -139 with Peter Wright. Smith v Dirk van Dijvenbord over 19.5, 180s at -112. And a couple of links, Ross Smith at +130. And the other one was Nathan Aspinall +125 to beat Josh Rock. I like D'Souza. I like Ross Smith. And I like Rob Cross -2.5. on the handicap up against Merv King. Carl, wish you a very, very, very happy Christmas. Happy holidays to everybody else who's watching this as well. And hope you nail all your futures in New Year and we come back in 2023 in a great position. I know you've given us some great winners in 2022. So I wish you and your family a very, very happy Christmas and a very happy New Year.
Thanks, Nigel. Same to you.
Yeah, and that's the same to everybody else who's watching this and all the people who have subscribed to the BetRivers Network. We have some huge sporting action coming up in 2023. The tennis season starts on New Year's Day, so there's a huge amount of new tennis. Lots of new shows to come, and obviously the Premier League is back on Boxing Day, which you can follow all the Premier League action throughout the remainder of the season. And if you made some money on the World Cup, give us a like, give us a follow, and make sure you watch all the fantastic shows and all the fantastic produced by us, and also by presented by all the fantastic talent we have on the Bet Rivers Network. Take care, everyone. Happy holidays, and we'll see you all in 2023.
Thanks for listening to Betting Weekly Bullseye on the Bet Rivers Network.